Another episode of The Snack on Mostly Superheroes, bringing you reviews on movies, on TV shows, and yes, concerts. Live music is something we care about a lot on the show, giving away tickets to this show even. One Night of Queen, a tribute to Freddie Mercury, the legend, and Gary Allen and the Works came to St. Louis, the Factory in Chesterfield. We sent winners there to our show. We know they had a good time. They've actually reached out and let us know. And also there was Scotty Scoop and the fam. Scotty, this was just two nights ago at the Factory, three nights ago. Tell us about this show, man.
I didn't really know what to expect when I went to the show. I know Queen. I love Queen. Queen is great. I've only been to one other show at the Factory. That was Tenacious D. It was awesome. I love the venue. Has anybody else been to the Factory?
Not yet.
No. It's so high on my list, though.
Okay, so the floor, great.
At the District in Chesterfield, right by the new Four Hands.
Yeah. So on the floor, it's great. I had seats up at the top, didn't know what to expect. Every seat in this place is great. If you get seats to the balcony here, don't worry. Don't be disappointed. The seats are comfortable. You can see everything from everywhere. So the show in particular, Gary Mullen and the Works, this guy, I guess he's been doing this for a long time, maybe like 20 years, is what I saw. And he is on it. He was Freddie Mercury. He wore the outfits. He had the style, the panache, you could call it. And this guy can sing. Like, you worry about, like, Freddie Mercury. It's such a big voice, an iconic voice. Can he hit the notes? Does he make the right moves? And this guy's got it. If you get a chance to see this when it comes back around, take it. If you love Queen, you will enjoy this show. They played all the hits, and it was a show of shows. Like, he was strutting around the whole time, playing with the audience. He came out in the audience, did some songs, lots of wardrobe changes, flair. He's got it. See the show.
Gary Mullen and the Works doing One Night of Queen. And yeah, they've been doing this for a while, and they've been doing shows around the world. They have a huge Facebook following,
yeah.
And they seems like they're just, I mean, Instagram too. You can find them all over
They came for one show, and apparently it was popular enough. They added a second show.
And you were at the second show.
I went to the second show.
And it was epic.
And it was great.
How'd your family, who'd you take?
Lila and Tegan and my friend Ben.
And everybody had a good time.
Yeah,
everybody
great time.
Smiling, dancing.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And every after two or three songs, everybody was like, oh my God, this guy can do it.
Wow.
Like,
that's
you know,
fun.
You worry
that's
about
a fun
it sometimes.
Moment.
You go see a cover band. Like,
yeah.
Am I going to get a cover performance?
Yeah, if it's a tribute band at all, that's the ultimate question. When you
right.
come back, you're like, was it good or not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This
is great.
This is a win.
Yeah, for sure.
How you rate it?
Unexpected.
4.0 scale.
3.6.
Woo!
This was a good show.
Dang.
But, you know, I'm partial. I love Queen. Love Queen.
Mostly Superheroes is proud to be funded in part by our sponsors. Mostly Superheroes is funded in part by paying patrons who receive early, ad-free, and exclusive episodes. Subscribe at mostlysuperheroes.com/support. Thank you for supporting your favorite independent podcast. Mostly Superheroes is an independent podcast owned and operated by Kerrigan Ventures in St. Louis, Missouri. Hosted by Logan Janis, Andy Hun, and Scott Swearingen. Brand and creative by Carrie Clark Design. Music by Audionautics. Learn more at audionautics.com. Find more at mostlysuperheroes.com.